When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
It's a naked joining us now union thing. From the Center for Media and Democracy, it's Mary Batari. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Sly.
I didn't know which title to give you this morning, so I threw that one in there. Is that good?
That works well. Okay. Center, the Bankster USA is a project of the Center for Media and Democracy.
All right. So you have gotten a huge memo from this group called ALEC, and I have to admit to you, before 2011, I'd never even heard of ALEC, had no idea what it was, but it's been around for a long, long time.
30 years, my friend.
Now, this is a fantasy of people that had no fun in the 60s, is that right?
That is what John Nichols contends. It's the losers of the 60s, a little alarmed that the Clean Air Act was passing, the Clean Water Act was passing, that Ralph Nader was on the charge. They rolled their dice on Barry Goldwater. They then rolled their dice on Richard Nixon, and things went awry there. And so Paul Weyrich and all these right-wingers got together. They created the Heritage Foundation. They created the Moral Majority, and they created ALEC at the same time.
And Paul Weyrich has Wisconsin ties.
He is a Wisconsinite, I do believe.
Yes.
And so when they created ALEC, at the time it was a sort of sleepy little organization. But in more recent years, it's become supercharged. It's become the primary way that the right distributes its crazy ideas to state legislatures throughout the country.
Is this an end run around lobbying laws?
Now, who would ever do that? Good heavens. It is a institution where corporations and legislators have equal membership status. The corporations pay somewhere between $7,000 or $20,000 a year to be at the table. The legislators pay $50 a year to be at the table. Then they task forces, and they vote behind closed doors on legislation that's then introduced across the country.
So they were getting around open meetings laws long before the Wisconsin Supreme Court validated that little practice.
Exactly. Somehow if they go out of state and meet with a bunch of lobbyists and corporations, it's all okay. But they've done lobbying one better. There are lobbyists in the room, sure. 20 of the 24 corporate board members are lobbyists. But instead of them having to lobby, they hand the bills to the legislators. The legislators become super lobbyists for this agenda. It's unbelievable.
They
cut out the middleman.
By the way, first of all, what does ALEC stand for?
American Legislative Exchange Council. And this week, Center for Media and Democracy posted, for the first time displayed in this way, 800 ALEC model bills on our website. And the website is alecexposed.org.
Oh, it has its own website, because I'm just looking at the prwatch.org, and it's up there as well.
Nope, it is alecexposed.org.
You want to draw people right to that one.
Right to that one, because that's where the bills are. So we've seen these bills pop up across the country. We've seen the immigration bill in Arizona. We've seen the immigration bill soon in Wisconsin. We've seen voter ID all over the country, including here in Wisconsin.
Explain the immigration one, though, because for years the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a lot of the corporate types love the idea of cheap labor coming to the United States. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of that is the direct result of NAFTA driving farmers off their property in Mexico. So explain why ALEC would want to push a bill like that immigration bill in Arizona.
That's a very good question. Some of it has to do with the crazy leadership of the state and how they're feeling about immigrants that week. You know what I mean? So that bill has not gone. It's popping up a little bit in states around the country, but it doesn't have the sort of universal appeal that, for instance, voter ID does or paycheck protection for unions does. It is very clear from looking at the broad sweep of bills in these different areas that to the effort to defund unions, to attack unions, they have dozens of bills coming out of ALEC. and the effort to defund or make it harder for injured Americans to sue if they're killed or injured or their kids are harmed by a defective product or a negligence or something like that. All these tort reform bills.
All right, so
they're
that
not
was
an
the first.
Accident.
It was they're, the. It's the. That's the first thing the Republicans did when they took over the legislature this year was they passed quote unquote tort reform.
Yes, these bills are not an accident. They're a deliberate effort to defund traditional Democratic supporters, and voter ID is a deliberate effort to disenfranchise traditional Democratic voters. So yes, we can talk about Wisconsin. Would you like to hear about Wisconsin?
Yeah, let's hear about Wisconsin. And by the way, speaking of Wisconsin, it is my understanding that the state's largest publicly traded company that has a media empire, the Journal Company, a paper that has supported every bad free trade agreement, endorsed Governor Walker, killed the story that Dan Bice wrote about Alec. He got a hold of your story.
He got a hold of our story, and he wrote a very big piece about it. It's in the online edition, and the title is Liberal Organization Links Wisconsin Bills to Koch-Funded Group. And that came out on Wednesday afternoon, but I didn't see it in the paper on Thursday.
Well, I didn't get my Journal Sentinel this morning for some reason. I don't know, but I don't know if it's in today's paper or not. Is it in the paper today?
I didn't either. But they usually run him the next day. He is their ace reporter, and I was a little surprised. I mean, usually you publish the articles of your ace reporter, but maybe not when it's talking about Scott Walker, and maybe not when it's talking about Voss, and maybe not when it's talking about four of the folks who are up for recall, who introduced an ALEC bill directly into the budget to give a tax break to big tobacco.
All right, let me play devil's advocate here for just a minute. And I think that's where actually Walker vetoed that bill. But let me play devil's advocate for a minute, because, somebody listening that may not share your political perspective or mine might say, well, yeah, but don't Democrats go to conferences hosted by the AFL-CIO or AFSCME what's the difference between ALEC and labor unions?
Sure, legislators go to all sorts of conferences, but there are there's no institution whose job is to create this kind of model legislation. And there's no institution that I know of where corporations and legislators literally vote on these bills behind closed doors before they're ever introduced and the public ever gets to see them. And so the closest parallel is NCSL, the National Conference of State Legislators. People who go to ALEC always say, oh, it's just like NCSL. It's nothing like NCSL. ALEC is funded almost 100% by these corporations and corporate foundations like the Koch Family Foundations, the Coors Family Foundations, the Scaife Family Foundations, and all these right-wing corporate foundations. On NCSL is almost 100% funded by governments and government appropriations at the state levels and conference dues and those kinds of things. Corporations can't be members of NCSL. NCSL doesn't create model legislation, cookie cutter legislation to introduce throughout the country. It's a very different entity. People who work in the legislature have been dealing with ALEC for years. Advocacy groups that work, on clean air and clean water and labor rights have been tracking ALEC for years, but it's a very different kind of animal.
Here's what we'll find out next. Who pays for their memberships? The state legislators, and we also have a list of who those legislators are. Mary Batari with us here on 1670. She is with the Center for Media and Democracy. And, of course, you can get this at alecexposed.org. We had a sighting of Tom Ridge in the Capitol Rotunda the other day. And Scott Witkoff from Badger Democracy was on a little earlier, Mary. There's a whole industry of privatization. Does ALEC push privatization?
It's one of its favorite things. And sitting on its privatization task force are all the big companies that have a big interest in buying roads and buying bridges and buying public assets of distressed states.
Now,
so
this
it's
would...
Macquarie from Australia and Cintra from Spain and all these big multinational institutions.
Wait a minute. You said they could buy East Washington Avenue? Are you
They're
telling
looking
me?
For toll roads, man. They want they need the ka-ching, the ka-ching.
All right, so Governor Walker's role model, Mitch Daniels from Indiana, that's one of the first things he did was he sold the Indiana tollway system to a Chinese company.
I believe he did, yes.
So why is that bad?
Because the public loses control of some of its public assets and sometimes loses control of public assets that can make money.
Aren't there some power plants for sale in Wisconsin?
There are a few power plants for sale in Wisconsin, yes. And what's interesting about that is they're connected to just one institution, like a hospital or university or something like that. And so if we sold it, you know, we'd have a monopoly service provider to that one institution that could charge you whatever they wanted to charge you. It's a sort of interesting notion. But let's talk about the ALEC guys in Wisconsin. Because you remember at the height of the protests, Bill Cronin, this sort of mild-mannered history professor that nobody had thought was very political before, published an article on his website raising the question of who is behind all these crazy ideas that are happening in Wisconsin. And he said, it looks like the most important group might be this group called ALEC, and we don't know much about it, and it's sort of a shadowy group. And the next day, he got an open records request from the GOP. The GOP went nuts, and his little blog got 500,000 hits, and he was later in the New York Times asking questions about what's going on with Wisconsin's tradition of civility, and it was quite a to-do. Well, Bill Cronin was right. ALEC is behind a large part of this agenda. Scott Walker is a longtime member of ALEC. It was in his Wisconsin Blue Book when he was a legislator.
Yeah, he's evidently no longer a member, but he was, right?
Right, because governors aren't members. It's only state legislators. He's an alumni now. Isn't that sweet?
ALEC Emeritus.
ALEC Emeritus. Scott Fitzgerald, Jeff Fitzgerald, Robin Voss, the head of our Joint Finance Committee, is a ALEC state representative. He's the person who's supposed to move ALEC bills in the state. Leah Vukmir is the head of Wisconsin's Health Committee and the head of ALEC's Health Committee.
She's a real piece of work.
Hips. Former ALEC alumni, now our Secretary of Administration, one of the most powerful people in the state. So all of Walker's top lieutenants belong to this extreme organization. And Fitzgerald told us back in December that he took 20 or 30 folks from Wisconsin, legislators for Wisconsin, to the ALEC meeting in Washington, D.C., where in December 2010, where they loaded up on all these great ideas and brought them back to Wisconsin.
You know,
so we've identified, can I just say we've identified at least 20 ALEC bills that are moving in the Wisconsin legislature that were rolled into the budget bill. And if you go to alecexposed.org, you'll see towards the bottom of the website, there's a box saying get the goods on ALEC, and there's a box saying who's behind ALEC. In the get the goods on ALEC box, there's an article on ALEC in Wisconsin. It's also up on our PR Watch site, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we need those students out there to look into ALEC and utilities. We need those environmentalists out there to fill out to check out the environmental bills. I mean, there's 800 bills here we need to track down.
It is Mary Bittari with us here in Madison 1670 for the Center for Media and Democracy. If you go to alecexposed.org, ALEC, you can see all these documents. Yeah, I'm looking at the list of legislators on your website that have belonged to ALEC, and there's a couple interesting notes here. There were a couple Democrats, including Jeff Pulele, a Democrat from South Milwaukee, who lost his primary last year to Senator Larson. He was a member of ALEC, and oddly enough, he's a member of the Walker administration now.
Good point.
There's another one who had a very instrumental thing in Wisconsin, and that was Polly Williams, who was an African-American legislator for over 30 years in the state legislature. Now, she just retired, but she was a big pusher of school choice. Does Alec like the privatization of schools?
Alec is the chief mover and shaker behind the privatization of schools. We now know that Tommy Thompson was a long-term member of Alec during the time they were cooking up these plans. This idea came out of Milton Friedman, who was an early Alec supporter.
Big Reagan guy.
Big Reagan guy, yeah. Economist, very conservative economist from the University of Chicago, who was actually had more impact around the globe than most economists. During the 70s and 80s, when Tommy Thompson was a state legislator, he was an early formative disciple of Alec. And he introduced school choice in 1990. And passed it in 1990 as his own unique idea. Yet we've uncovered books from Alec in 85 and earlier talking about how to do this, how to do the privatization. And now, today, there are three or four bills in the Wisconsin legislature authored by Alec henchmen, Vuk Mir and Voss, to take that agenda a couple steps further to expand school privatization across Wisconsin, to expand internet schools throughout Wisconsin. And there's a strategy document that we have that says that the point of the exercise is to introduce as many bills as possible so that teachers' unions can't defeat them. And so, and they call it, you ready for this? They call it whack-a-mole. So it's a primary agenda item for them, along with kneecapping unions and making it harder for them to play in the electoral arena.
You know what's really kind of sad is the more Republicans cut government and make it fail, and the more that their economic policies on a national level hurt cities like Milwaukee, the more they're able to take advantage and say, look, public schools are failing. So we need to come in and privatize them. So this becomes a kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like Wall Street profiting from their own gambling. The more they screw up the national economy, the more benefits they seem to reap at the local and state level.
Yep, they say government doesn't work, then they get elected to prove it. I mean, the Alec agenda, one of the major issue items is taxes, and the entire agenda is to shrink government to the size of a bathtub, the size that it can be drowned in a bathtub, just like Grover Norquist said. So we passed one of these Alec bills. It's a bill that requires a three-quarter supermajority in the legislature to raise taxes.
Right.
That's what they want to do.
While giving $2 billion in tax cuts to every corporate influence.
That's right.
And that is a way to shrink government.
Yep.
You know, it is my understanding, hopefully I'm not talking out of turn here, that State Representative Mark Pocan snuck into one of these Alec meetings.
Years ago, yeah, he did.
And learned some pretty interesting things. So we'll have to have him on to talk about that. By the way, could I join Alec if I wanted to?
No, you could not, my friend. Unless you're a major corporation with $20,000 to lay on the table.
All
then
right.
You could join.
And it is my understanding that these legislators that belong to this organization bill the taxpayers for their memberships?
That happens sometimes in Wisconsin. We're still trying to get down to the bottom of how much, if they use their office dues, or how much public money actually goes to this institution.
Well, you know, as Michelle Bachmann would say, that's a lot of chutzpah. Have you heard that yet?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, Mary, you've got to just listen to this.
Yesterday, I misspoke when saying
here it is.
The president doesn't want to have to be confronted with priorities in spending because he has a lot of chutzpah. He spent $1 trillion on the stimulus. It failed.
So these members have chutzpah.
Yep. Scott Walker has chutzpah when he says, we don't pass any Alec bills.
Let me just say, I know you're trying to push people to Alec Expose, and we're putting a link up as we speak, but the Center for Media and Democracy's PR Watch has been just an instrumental site in the coverage of Fitzwalkerstan, and people should have that bookmarked as well. Mary Batari, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sly.
Right, have a great day.